Hare Krishna. Faith means the willingness to relinquish control. When a patient goes to a doctor, at that time, if the doctor tells that you got a serious disease, a serious problem, and need to do surgery. Now, surgery means that the patient, to do surgery means the patient has to be willing to relinquish control. So often that means the patient has to sign a waiver where agrees to the surgery, the patient agrees to undergo anesthesia, and when that in a semi-conscious or unconscious state, the patient actually undergoes surgery. So now if the patient says, doctor, I have faith in you, but I don't want to do surgery, I will not be willing to do surgery, then that not only indicates a lack of faith, but that also prevents the doctor from helping the patient. And if the doctor is truly competent and benevolent, then the unwillingness of the patient to relinquish control becomes a major stumbling block in the doctor's capacity to help the patient. Krishna is the supreme doctor. And we are like his patients. We are in material existence and we are currently afflicted by the disease of material consciousness. Now, while we are in material consciousness, sometimes we feel happy, sometimes we may feel miserable, but over time, sooner or later, we come to perplexing situations where we are just not able to figure out what is happening and why it is happening. And then when we are baffled thus, at that time we need to turn towards Krishna. We need to, Krishna, I don't know what I should do in such a situation. Please guide me. When things start falling apart, at that time, if we just keep trying to somehow hold on to things, hold on to trying to hold on to the illusion of control, a patient who is terribly sick may feel that I have control over my faculties, but when the sickness attacks, even that control is going to go away. So better to relinquish control and have the surgery done by which the harming part of the body can be surgically removed. So similarly, we sometimes have an illusion of some level of control, but that control can be taken away at any time. And when that control is being taken away, at that time the way we express our faith is by willingly relinquishing control. So Arjuna at the start of the Bhagavad Gita faced the grim prospect of a fratricidal war or being labeled as a coward and running away to a forest. Neither was at all palatable. And at that time, he just didn't know what to do. In 1.30, he says, Nimittani cha pashyami viparitani keshava. Whatever I see, O Keshava, I feel that there is just chaos over here. I'm not able to do anything. And then further, it's stated that in the 2.7, what does Arjuna do at that time? Arjuna surrenders to Krishna. How does he surrender? Karpanya dosho pahata swabhava prichami tvam dharma sammoodha chetaha yashreyasyan nishchitam bruhi tanme shishyaste ham shadhimam tvam prapannam. He says to Krishna, Krishna, I am your disciple. Shishyaste ham shadhi, please instruct me. Mam tvam prapannam, I surrender to you. Now this, for Arjuna to become a student of Krishna, to become a disciple of Krishna and to seek instruction, to surrender to him, all this expresses his faith. So rather than letting his own knowledge be in control, he decided to submit his intelligence to Krishna's intelligence. He was willing to relinquish control. And at the end of the Bhagavad Gita also, when he heard Krishna's message, when he became illumined by Krishna's message, at that time, he did act. But how did he act? 18.73 says, Karishye vachanam tava, I will do your will. So here also, he relinquishes control by agreeing to do Krishna's will instead of his own will. He harmonized his will with Krishna's will. So similarly, when we face reversals and perplexities and adversities, at that time when we don't see a way ahead, somehow instead of just trying to stumble into and grope in, look for some way ahead, We can just let go. We can surrender to Krishna. Krishna, I am yours. Please guide me. How should I act? Please help me. Let go and let God. When we in this way surrender, at that time we open ourselves to God's wisdom. When we, even at such times, try to absorb ourselves in a mood of devotion to Krishna, we'll find a sense of calmness, of serenity, of strength flooding over us because of that inner connectedness with Krishna. And with that inner connectedness, we will, when we let God act in our lives and we let God act through us, then we will see that God has plans far better than what we could have thought. And when we let His plans be enacted through us, He even through the grimmest of reversals, He brings out the most auspicious results for us. Thank you.
Thanks.